Hallelujah. The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
Reading from Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple superior to the teacher. But when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you not know there's a splint in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove a splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. In high school, I ran cross country, and it was different than Southern California because there you had a lot of hills. And when I was running, it was 2.5 miles, and eventually it's going to go up to 3 miles. But I remember my first meet was I went to Ridgewood High School, and we ran against Teaneck, which is in Bergen County. And the first race that I ran, actually won. And I ran it in 14 minutes and 41 seconds. And my the prize was they gave me a it was a popsicle stick, a dirty popsicle stick. It had number one on it. I thought, well, what an exercise in futility. We're running day in and day night, day out, 5 miles a day. Once we ran 12 miles, no? In fartlecking, which would be, you'd run like a quarter of a mile, but you do that 10 times. That was brutal. Because you're gunning it, no? I never forget that. And I think it's a good good little quaint story to show how much a 14-year-old would be just disciplining himself day in and day out to be able to win the marathon and get a dirty popsicle stick with number one on it. St. Paul uses that because St. Paul lived in the time when the athletic feats were still being done. They started in Greece, actually, years ago. And there were the boxing feats, the wrestling matches, and then there was the meets. It could be the 100, it could be the long distance run. What do we do to try to save our souls? It speaks about those who win the race, they receive a crown, a laurel crown. Laurel, which would be, they would have a crown of basically of leaves. How long is a crown of leaf going to last? What do you think? Maybe a week, 2 weeks, maybe 10 days, no? And it withers. Trash. I invite you to see three movies. Your favorite, Chariots of Fire. Like it? Great movie, right? You Californians, you were brought up and raised in that area. Bakersfield, McFarland. Gotta see it. It's a movie based on the reality of McFarland. We had these teenage kids heading toward gang activity, and the coach brought them to victory. Overcomer. Overcomer? Came out, about 2 years ago? With this black athlete who's got asthma. You know how many people are on our team? Me, myself, and I? One. She ends up by winning. By having a good coach, but by discipline. Three great movies. If you want a good movie in boxing, Cinderella Man. Gotta see it. Okay? It's a good idea to watch movies that are good. Our young people will like these. But they're all related to the topic today. Even though Father John Carapi left the priesthood, he tells a story in one of his many preachings of a girl, but a seven-year-old girl, get up at about 4:30 in the morning to do figure skating 2 hours before school started. She did it for several years so that she could win the gold medal for figure skating. 4 years of practice getting up at 4:30 in the morning and to practice 2 hours before school to win the gold medal. How much effort people do to win prizes and metals that are going to tarnish. They're going to dry up, they're going to die. Shouldn't we do much more for our eternal salvation? On the human level, people are willing almost to kill themselves. What are we doing to save our souls? That's the message today. St. Paul speaks about the disciplining of our body, disciplining our soul to win the crown that will never perish. Let's beg for the Lord to be athletes for Christ. To fight the good fight, to win, to run the good race, so that we can win the prize that God wants to give us. And that prize is the crown of eternal life. What would it profit to gain the whole world if we lose our souls? You've heard of St. Ignatius? What does he call it? He calls them spiritual exercises. Physical exercises, spiritual exercises. Tomorrow, a group of young people are going to be confirmed. And working the whole week with them. You're going to be confirmed. When you're confirmed, you're called to be a soldier of Christ. Que vive Cristo Rey, huh? Que vive la Virgen Guadalupe. Pray for our young people that they would really dispose themselves. It's called dispositive grace. This is the way I see it. You can go down to the Newport Beach or Long Beach or the ocean or San Clemente and have a little thimble. You get about 10 drops of that water from the ocean. What would happen if he wanted all the ocean? God's grace can be a few drops or can be all the oceans put together. It all depends on whether or not we're disposed or not. That's called dispositive grace. Let's open our hearts to the divine invasion of grace. and ask the full of grace to help us to receive the abundance of graces. Amen.